We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are so excited. This week is Global Computer Science Week, and it is an initiative that that Governor Ivey backs with full-fledged support when it comes to making sure that our students in Alabama get the best possible education when it comes to coding and computer science and technology. You've brought a special guest today, Dr. Jacqueline Rivers, here to talk about why this is so important. As a superintendent, as the head of a school system, why do you see this from the top down so vitally important to our students?
Well, we know that technology is a part of our everyday life, but with this initiative, you're really honing in on K through 12. So we have supports in place all the way through to ensure that our students are exposed to technology. But this also gives them an opportunity to collaborate with technology, to communicate with technology, really explore through coding. That's one of the areas that they can do this week. The Hour of Code exists this week. And parents can actually do this with their students, as their children as well. Code.org is a free site. And so you can actually go on there and do some coding activities with your child and let them show you really what they're learning. But it helps them learn that computational thinking that really we don't hone in on, that I'm aware of, really anywhere else. That is such an important mathematical skill.
So, Dr. Rivers, you are over this for the school system, I guess. Yes. That's probably the easiest way to put it. Elementary curriculum specialist. Yes. Sorry, I had to get it right. Elementary curriculum specialist. So, I know the elementary piece of this. Do the high school, do the secondary school also participate in this? Or is it okay?
Yes.
Just in a different capacity, I'm sure.
Right.
So first and foremost, I've got a question, and I know you have notes. Dr. Rivers always comes prepared with lots of notes, which is great. I do have a question. At what age do the kids in Sylacauga City Schools have computers to be able to take home with them or work on them? I mean, I know the youngest of the youngest probably don't, but at what age do they start having that in their possession to be able to work offsite or even in the classroom?
So we have one-to-one devices for all students starting in kindergarten.
Okay.
So even our kindergartners have, they don't take them home,
but right,
they have access to them in the classroom.
Great. That's awesome. So talk to us about why this is so important and what's going on.
Sure. So Hour of Code, it's a focus for code.org, like Dr. Eller mentioned. It's a global event that we encourage students to just explore computer science.
Mm-hmm.
Hour of Code sets it up in a gaming format. So there are over 700 different activities that the kids can choose from, anything from pre-reader, just basic moving skills, to more advanced coding for the upper level grades. It gives the students an opportunity to watch videos of computer science people currently in practice,
mm-hmm.
how it can be implemented in your everyday life, jobs and careers that you could go into in the future, which the students really find interesting because they can see how coding works in the future for them. A lot of the kids don't understand when they play video games or activities what it takes to build that. They just assume it's there and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So we can show them the behind the scenes part of it so that they can learn how they can create their own.
It's really incredible. I'm looking at the site, code.org, and on the site you can see, you know, an hour of code, what you're talking about. And it's really incredible to see some of these numbers. 1.8 billion hours of code served, 180 plus countries with Hour of Code, 14,000 events registered so far in 2024. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yes.
Why is this kind of the pinnacle of what it is that we're looking at here in terms of coding for educators and for students in the classroom?
We know that the future is going to be coding.
Yeah.
We know that our future is going to change with this, and careers that are not even in existence now are going to be available for our students when they graduate. Like, our kindergartners are going to see a different world than we do now. We just want to make sure that they're informed and that they're prepared at some point to be able to be successful when this does come as a career for them.
Because you have to think, we're preparing students right now for careers that don't even exist yet.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about some of the careers that are out there right now,
mm-hmm.
were they around when you were in high school?
Yeah.
They weren't when I was.
Yeah.
And so we have to prepare our students with the skill sets that are needed to go into whatever field of study or career opportunity that might exist in the future.
So how are the students receiving this so far?
So far, it's been really good. For the elementary kids, our library media specialists are doing the introduction. They're teaching them, showing them the website, how to do it, kind of walking them through the steps that it takes to do it. One good thing about Hour of Code is that it gives you a tutorial.
Okay.
So it lets the students do step by step, and as they go through the process, the challenges, the activities become a little bit harder. It's more of a challenge. So they're introducing it to them, showing them how to access the website. We've actually given it put a quick link to their single sign-on through ClassLink so that they can continue to do it at home or in the classroom, so it's available to them all year long. It's not going to just be for this one week. We're just focusing on it this week. For our secondary students, they have computer science classes, so they can register at the beginning of the year and then the semester changes to participate in those classes. And we have computer science teachers that teach the content, and of course that goes more in depth as a secondary level. So they have a class, and they can get a grade for it and participate in it, that kind of thing. We also have robotics teams at each school, and so the robotics teams can go to different competitions throughout the school year and compete against other schools on robotics and coding and different activities.
Our high
like
school
that.
Just went to competition Saturday, and then they have another competition coming up. I want to say I've got the date, but I don't have
it's
it
coming
in front
up.
Of me.
It's coming
it's
up.
It's coming up.
So when it comes to the what they're getting out of this week and this program, are they tested on this afterwards, or is it just an experience? It's for the experience,
it's
I guess.
It's for the experience, right. Yes. We're just introducing it at the elementary level. We're just introducing it, letting them have some exposure to it just to see what the possibilities are. Kind of give them a little taste, and if they're interested in it, that's how I always introduced it to the kids when I was in the library. If you're interested in this, when you reach the middle school and the high school, you have the opportunity to take classes to further your knowledge in that area.
So that was going to be my next question, was what classes are offered and in what capacities do they get more hands-on experience?
Yeah, so the middle school has a STEM class that the students can take. There's three different levels to it, so they can actually start taking that class in sixth grade.
Okay.
When they get to the middle school. Each school, like Dr. Rivers said, also has a robotics team. So if they're not at the middle school level yet, but they, you know, enjoy the activities this week, then they have the opportunity to join that robotics team at their school so that they can continue to learn and continue to grow with technology. And then the high school, we continue to branch off several computer science classes there. We've got computer science that focuses more on the coding aspect of it. Then we also have a computer science class that focuses more on the infrastructure. And then we've also started a cybersecurity. And this is in a partnership with a couple other school systems as well.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is incredible. It's amazing that, you know, you were just talking at the beginning of this, the jobs that we didn't have when I was in high school and then when you were in high school. Right. And it's not that school in general, grade school, should be a catch-all for everything, but you kind of have to be, as time has progressed, you have to be aware. And being able, like in this instance, you might not have necessarily specific classes for these and for these kids at the grade level.
Right.
But at least they're getting the experience and the awareness that it exists.
Yes.
And we're also giving the teachers an opportunity to learn about it as well, because a lot of our teachers may not feel comfortable with it. So giving them the opportunity to explore this as well helps to expand their knowledge, which they can in turn add it to later activities and lessons in their classes.
I love it. That's awesome.
What a fun way to teach.
I know.
You know, reading and math and science in a gaming format.
Sure.
With coding. And then, like I said, you know, teaching those computational thinking skills that are so vital in our other subject areas.
I absolutely love it. Can I take a class sometime? It sounds like fun.
Come on. Sure, come on.
I can do it from home, right?
That's right.
Awesome. Dr. Jacqueline Rivers, thank you so much for being here. Yes. I appreciate it. Dr. Eller, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Looking forward to many other great things happening. This just proves that you're not checked out for the holidays yet.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It's still going on, right? I mean, it's like the holidays, it's going to be a short break. You are continuously learning in the classroom in Sylacauga City Schools.
We believe in making every moment count.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you all both for being here this morning. Yes. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.